Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
teeth together.
Yeah, and he'd ball up his hands into
a fist.
Okay. And so, let's see, if he balled up one hand, he'd have one fist.
That's
if he
right.
balled up two hands, he'd have two...
Both fists.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called a...
Mosquito.
Okay. You might look up into the sky on a beautiful day and you'd say, oh, what a beautiful day. There's not a single...
cloud in the sky.
Okay. Let's see, right now, we are sitting inside a... What do you call this building that a person lives in?
House.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might
possum?
Well, if you didn't know it was a possum there, you didn't know whether it was a possum or a fox or a dog or what, you might say, I'm going to get my gun and go get that.
Animal.
Okay. Have you ever heard an animal, this kind of animal called a varmint?
Yes, ma'am.
And what animals would this include?
Well, it includes something vicious like a fox or a wolf or, you see, that vicious dog.
Mm-hmm. Fox, a wolf, a dog, and a possum, you said before, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. I said a possum. He steals your chickens, too.
Okay. And would you say that word that I said, that all these things together, you could call them?
Possum.
Yeah.
Wolf?
No, but I'm talking about that one word. It's a varm...
Varmint.
Okay. Have you ever heard a person call that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about, oh, 2 or 3 inches long maybe, and when you cook it, it turns pink and it sort of curls up? You can buy these things frozen and breaded in the grocery store.
Is it the shrimp?
Yeah.
Shrimp.
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool...
draw.
Now, there's another word that sounds sort of like the little animal you just mentioned. Now, what's the other word for draw up?
Shrink.
Okay. Now, let's see. When you hold your arm out at full length, and you've got one finger sticking out, you say a person might be what at something? He's got his arm straight like this.
Stretched.
Yeah. But now, if he's got his finger directed at something, you'd say he's... You know, if a child sees something, if a child's walking along with his mom or something, and he sees something along the side of the road that interests him, he might say, oh, look at that, and then he'd...
reach.
Yeah. Or if he just wanted to show up, if he didn't want to grasp it, he'd what at it?
Pull me out.
Okay. And so if a person is doing this, you'd say that person is what?
Pull me.
Okay. Now, let's see. Would you count from 1 to 20 for me, please, by ones?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. And the number after 99 is what?
100.
And the number after 999 is?
1,000.
Okay. Now, would you say the days of the week for me, please?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday again.
Okay. And now the months of the year, please.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. What is it that grows on top of a person's head? And let's see, what do you call that part of the face that's right over the eyebrows?
Mm-hmm. Your forehead.
Okay. And what do you hear with?
Ears.
And the one on the left-hand side of your body is your what?
On this, on my right side or my left side? This what? Is called the right ear, and that's called the left ear.
Okay.